What up, Kev? What's going on, man?
What up? What up? Feeling good? Feeling good? How are you?
Man, I'm feeling great, man. I see you. You out there. You checked out Ryu's bar out there, way out in the sticks for me.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. It was a, you know, the funny thing is it's really not that far from me.
No.
Because I was used, you know, it's not that far from Magic Mountain. So I used to think of Magic Mountain as being so far away, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't that far. And then and we happened to be in the area. So I was like, I can't be out there and not stop through. But unfortunately, he wasn't there.
Yeah, man, if I would have known, I think you told me the last time I had a gig on the same street. Had I known.
Oh, really?
Because right? wasn't it in the same. I think you told me that it's in that near where I did the was emceeing weddings with EverReady.
Oh, okay. Man,
you're
I don't
the
know
one
if
that
it was
told
me.
Me that it's
oh, okay.
in that area. But anyway, I would have definitely stopped by to let the people know what we're talking about. You can give the location or whatever, but my man Ryu, Takum Ryu, for y'all who are familiar mm-hmm. with them as MCs, Ryu has a bar, correct?
Yeah, and we should mention Takum Ryu of Styles of Beyond and Ryu, of course, was in Fort Minor as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and his bar is called McGinn's, MAGINN apostrophe S. Mm-hmm. Irish style pub out there in what I can't figure out is if the city is, I think the city is officially Santa Clarita,
okay,
but kind of everything in that area, Valencia, Santa Clarita. And maybe it's Newhall or Old Town Newhall or something like that. It's a cool little area.
Yeah.
I've never been
yeah,
there before,
nice area. Yeah.
But yeah, I stopped through and, but I had my little girl with me too. So we were just going to grab some food and say what's up and then bounce out. So.
Word up. So yeah, if you get a chance, one more time, name of the spot.
McGinn's, MAGINN apostrophe S. And
yeah,
don't ask
out
for
in the valley.
I asked for Ryu, and I don't think he goes by Ryu when he's Mr. Boss Man.
But huge shout out to Styles Beyond and of course Fort Minor. Like I said, I saw Mike Shinoda from a distance. I should have gotten the backstage. I had backstage passes and I didn't take them. And as soon as I saw Mike, I was like, man, I should have just went ahead and had a backstage. But if he may not have remembered me, but yeah.
Word
up. All right, man. So look, there are a couple of things pre-conversation that we need to have. So so the intro talk, sort of opening questions, things. First of all, no commentary necessary, but you of course can jump in here, Kev. Yesterday was Queen Latifah's birthday. So big shout out, big happy birthday to Queen Latifah.
Happy birthday to the Queen. Yeah.
Yeah. Based on what the topic of discussion is today, I feel like that's important to shout out.
Yeah. As especially, you know, every year is precious as we get less young.
Yeah. Yeah. As we get less young, right? That's
big respect to the flavor unit. For sure.
Yeah. Still, still should be highly respected. All
right. Yeah. How you feeling about Jersey these days? We're good with Jersey, right?
I've never really had an issue with Jersey. So
redirect any issue that we might have had with Jersey toward Philly, perhaps?
I guess I learned, shout out to my man DJ Chims. I didn't realize that there's a portion of Jersey that actually more or less identifies with Philadelphia's fan base. I didn't know this. So
gotcha.
Yeah, I guess I should wrap the two in together, but... the other thing is, man, remember Larry H. Parker?
Oh yeah, when I saw this note in the let me not cut you off here, but when I saw your note,
no,
I was bummed out. So yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah. Rest in peace,
man.
Question for you though.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm not sure how familiar you are with this. Are you gonna get?
Yes, I did have his phone number in my phone.
2 minutes. Sorry, I'm talking to my daughter because there's another portion of this. I'm sorry. You said yes, you had his number in your phone.
Yes, from every area code.
Remember the restaurant, After Hours Restaurant, Larry Parker's?
Yeah.
Now, were those two connected? Was it Larry H. Parker's restaurant, or was that a different thing?
I think it was different, although...
Okay.
Yeah. I always felt like it would have been, even for my non-comedian self, it would have been a little bit of a hacky joke to even ask.
It's funny because that's the first time I ever, like I was young, first time I ever stayed out past 2 in the morning outside.
Oh.
And I remember the Alcoholics were there, Corrupt was there, Far Side was there, because everybody used to go there after shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And my sister took me there.
So. Oh, okay.
And in true Trek-like fashion, I definitely fell asleep at the restaurant. So this, it wasn't a
nicely done. That sleepy. You know what's weird is that I'm assuming everyone who's listening probably does not know. There are definitely people who are hopefully listening that maybe from other parts of the country, they don't know who this dude is, right? So this guy Larry H. Parker was like the OG innovator of legal marketing here in the greater Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. He did these fantastic TV commercials. Larry Parker got me 2.1 million. And then... And had billboards in strategically key locations around the city off the freeway and stuff like that. And the crazy thing is that when I moved back to LA from New York in 2018-ish, and I started to drive around, you know, obviously, I realized that the freeways are saturated with billboards for lawyers.
Yeah.
Which I did not like. I thought that they were kind of like, I thought they were biters, man. It's like, that's my man Larry's domain. Do you know what I'm saying? But I guess if you have the money, you can do it. And the thing that killed me is that, you know, you might be a perfectly capable attorney, but what I don't want, this is my opinion, me personally, I don't want someone defending me in a court of law who is sort of dressed like, they'd rather, you know, they're going to leave my court case and go directly to the Century Club, try and skip to the front of the VIP guest list line. And I know it's difficult for young ladies in the professional world, I'm sure, especially the legal world, to figure out how to market and present yourself. But man, some of these billboards, I'm like, wow, you're really playing the look card there.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't be on the billboard in a khaki suit, but
pyramid hat,
right? Pyramid for the lawyer for the MCs. You need them. You need one. Listen, man. Cal Worthington.
Oh yeah.
For those who are not familiar, is probably the most memorable advertisement in Los Angeles history, right? Mm-hmm. Toyota of Orange, right? You won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. Larry H. Parker is right up there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in that joint. So, yeah, I'm sure every state or every city, major city, has a Larry H. Parker type guy.
I would imagine so. And I would imagine that I would think that if I said that he was at the forefront of that movement, I'd probably be correct. I actually went back and watched,
I agree with you.
I went to YouTube and watched like three of his commercials, including that original joint. And the thing I forgot is that Larry H. Parker with a mustache is the swaggiest Larry Parker. That era. Matter of fact, I'm gonna start a band called Larry Parker's Mustache.
Hey, you kill it. You would kill it. 100%. You would kill it. Larry Parker's mustache is level 900. continuing with the LA theme. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Revealed weeks ago that he was getting married. However, he did not reveal any images of the woman that he was married with, leaving my in-laws on pins and needles, stressed and suffering, worried about this situation.
What was causing the stress?
I mean, who is this woman? Is she of the same culture, of the same
mindset? See, that's what I was wondering.
Who he is? You see what I'm saying?
So it was a question of genre.
It was a genre question. Like, did he blow up and also go pop? You know what I mean? he revealed a picture of his wife, who turns out to be a basketball player.
I know.
Did you care? That's my only question to you is, through all of this, did you care at all?
I can't remember where I first heard about it. Probably about a week and a half ago is the earliest that I heard about it. But I didn't dig into it at all. I thought it would have been a dope plot twist if we were to find out that he's like Kate Middleton's secret side piece. Showtime!
Ruining his immediately ruining everything.
That would have killed your in-laws.
Murdered them entirely.
But I mean, but I'm still impressed by a 5'11" Japanese woman.
Hey, yeah. Ball player too, a hooper at that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, yeah. So listen, we're gonna get to the other side. Before we get into the topics, I have a story, but I want to make sure that we actually get to the actual promo this time because we didn't last week. Yeah. So let's get into the promo. We'll get to the other side, man. Kev, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Got my wine.
Yo, drinking wine. Now, you had mentioned, first of all, let me just, I'm sorry. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. If you would like to catch past episodes of our show, you can go to rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. And if you would like to catch us on your television, please go to btsn.watch or download the app BTSN or channel on your Roku or any of your Amazon Fire devices. And also, you can catch us on your social media, man, at rapsucksradio on Instagram, at rapsucksradio on Threads, and RSR Podcast on Facebook. Now, Kev, you had mentioned that you had slowed far down on I'm not that I it's weird because I don't want to word it in a way as if you were like an everyday drinker, but you drink far less.
During the pandemic? During the pandemic, we were going hard in the paint here at the Sakota House.
Yeah. All of us were.
Yeah. So you know, toward as things started to lighten up, I was like, one, I started exercising more, you know, regularly, and then I realized this is not sustainable. So I've been pretty good about limiting any alcohol consumption to just a weekend. But, you know, I'll find an excuse. I'll find an excuse. Whoa. And it happens to be spring break for the little girl, which has nothing to do with me, realistically.
Okay.
But, you know, for the purpose of wine.
No drop-offs, no pickups. It's good to drink wine. Now, big shout out to neighbor Julio who caught me on a Tuesday, which I now call Brews Day because we, you know, took the kids out to the park and drank some brews. So shout out to him. But you had mentioned that your wifey, because you haven't been drinking, it looks at you, that might give you a little, not a side eye or any anger, but just like, hey, you know, you drinking on a Tuesday?
She opened the wine. So it's difficult to take her, like, I know when to take her seriously. This is not one of those situations in which I should, you know, feel any pressure to engage in a objectively serious conversation. That's not.
It's true because casually, I don't really drink vodka, but there's some vodka that happens to be out and around and there's some orange juice and other things to mix it with. So, you know, I have myself occasional nightcap and. Well, my wife has been looking at me like I'm falling down, you know, and I'm like, yo, I'm fine.
It's speaking just of
falling down. All right. So, Rap Sucks Radio audience, this is story time. All right. Check it out. And we're going to do something on this show that we've never done before.
Exciting. This is exciting.
This is actually really dope. All right, here we go. All right, so Kev, guess what happened to me yesterday? I called you on the phone, but you know, this is the setup. Check this out. I come home yesterday. We're doing a little bit of spring cleaning here, right? I come home yesterday, and some of the spring cleaning items, boxes or whatever that need to go back into the garage are not designated to go back, at least not clearly to me. And also, you know, the kitchen is a mess. I come home, in my opinion, the crib is a mess, right? I begin to clean up, right? Immediately being told that I'm evil when I clean up, which we can verify at this moment, but I'm supposed to be the mad cleaner or whatever.
Like you get angry when you clean?
Apparently I get angry when I clean. And that's actually not true. I'm just a diligent, focused person to clean, but whatever.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I then begin to carry these boxes that were not given any clear designation until the moment before I started to carry them down the stairs into the garage, put them away, right?
Okay.
On the last and final box, I'm walking downstairs. I slip on a shoe. Now, mind you, I've asked them to clean these damn shoes up off these stairs multiple times. I slip on a shoe, land on my back, slide down the stairs, smash my foot into something. I don't know what it was. Curse in front of my children all the way down. What, from what Omega said it was like a, what's the Eddie Murphy joke? Aunt, you know, help me, Lord, please. Shoe. Help me, Lord, please. My shoe, right? But in this case, it was their shoe. Their shoe, right? He gets their to the shoe. Bottom. The family runs down. Of course, they find out I'm okay and and then this only happened because of the evil energy that they had casted towards me.
Agreed.
Right?
I'm with you.
Agreed. You're with me on this.
Absolutely. 100%.
I said that I would tell this story on Rap Sucks Radio. And my wife and daughter immediately felt like they should tell their side. So I am going to take off these headphones, step away from the microphone. So y'all give it a second. It's not. I'm not even going to edit it out. We're just going to hand over the mic to my daughter. And I'm going to allow you, Kev, to do a Q&A, brief Q&A, to see whose side you're on truly. Because I am not a mad cleaner. I'm very lenient, apparently, because you ain't even seen the rooms in this joint. And the energy given to me, the evil energy, was what made me fall down the stairs. That's what I'm saying. They projected this energy on me. So give me one moment as I hand this over for her first appearance on any podcast. Am I correct about that? You don't have any secret podcast you've been part of? Her first appearance on any podcast, my daughter. You ready? I mean, it doesn't matter. We don't put the video out. So this is just so we can see each other's interaction. Sorry, guys. This is live, right? No, not. We're happening right now. You ready?
Live to tape.
Here we go, Kev.
Here we go. I'm ready. I have not seen this child in such a long time. Oh my goodness, look at you. Oh my goodness. Who are you?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
How are you? Yes, I can.
Good.
Where do I look? Right there?
I'm out of character right now. Nobody listening is going to recognize my voice because my voice just went up a couple octaves just to, to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a young Bruner, a.k.a. Sarai. Welcome to the show. Now I get to grill you, right? Okay. So first question, between you, your younger sister, and your mother, which one of you spearheaded the plan to trip your father?
Oh my goodness. Okay. First thing is that he failed to mention a couple of key important parts of the story.
Okay.
The first thing he said was he started to carry the boxes down. Now, I want to say that I helped. I carried two of those boxes down. The first time, I brought it halfway down, and he said, go back upstairs. These are exact words.
Okay.
He said, go back upstairs. I said, okay. And I went and got another box and brought it down. And he said, don't bring another box down. Go to your room. Those are the exact words that he said. Don't bring another box down. So
excuse me. Let me jump in for just a quick second. So what I'm gathering is that your father was bringing a lot of negative energy into the situation.
Yeah.
You were trying to help.
And he was,
you were making a good faith effort to help him, and he was bringing negative energy to the situation. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It's his general negative cleaning energy because he is a mad cleaner.
Now, in fairness, let me ask, Are you any kind of cleaner, whether mad or happy?
That's a good question. I'm not going to deny there were boxes and it was fairly messy. It was fairly messy in the house. Okay. But I'm not, he's telling the story as if no one was willing to help clean. And that is that's a common trend. When he starts to clean, he pushes everyone away. So it's only him cleaning, which is, you know.
Oh, goodness. Why have children if you can't make them help you clean?
I don't know. Just to yell at them, I guess.
Well, you know. Well, at least you're useful. So you're telling me that he was sort of, he was not welcoming your help. I think it's probably fair to say. He was not welcoming your help with open arms.
He wasn't welcoming my help or anything.
So then you put an obstacle in his way and you pushed him down the stairs.
The other thing with the obstacle that he failed to mention is you might have caught it when he said he took multiple boxes down. The position of the shoes have not changed on the stairs when he has brought multiple boxes down, and not once did he think to move a shoe out of his way. with the hurt leg, you don't think, oh, maybe I should move this shoe out of the way. And I started to theorize that maybe he moved the shoe in his way.
Oh.
And decided this is my moment.
So,
prove a point.
So you're saying that this is an old man who not long ago tried to play basketball with actual younger people, from what I understand, and hurt himself quite severely in the leg area. And what you're saying is that now he's trying to recuperate by putting obstacles in his way while carrying boxes down the stairs. Your story's starting to fall apart a little bit.
I'm just saying, if he can make a claim such as evil energy pushed him all the way down the stairs, I think it's fair enough to go as far as to say that he moved an obstacle in his way.
Oh, man. Now, but you at least waited until he said he was okay before you laughed at him, right?
Of course, yes, yes.
Okay. Everyone so perhaps rushed. We can also say that your love and positive energy kept him safe during his rapid descent down the stairs.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
I think his anger overpowered much of the rest of the emotion in the house.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before. He can sometimes fill a house with that, but so can I. You know, it's a dad thing. Yeah.
Well, there's the proof.
But, you know, I would get pretty angry, though, if somebody pushed me down the stairs the way it seems like you probably did.
Okay. No one was pushed. No one was pushed.
Well, are there any aspects of the story that you've left out? Or did you? Why are you here with us today? Did you want to defend your honor? Is that what this is?
I did, because I knew he was going to leave things out that I...
You have no idea how many other stories he's told our audience about you and your exploits, do you?
You know, I know a few, which is why I was like, really? It's time to end this. It's time. Well,
it's you time have to stand explain. Up for yourself.
Right. Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Young Bruner, a.k.a. Sarai, now out of the building.
Out of the building, yes. That was much. Thank you, Sarai, for joining Rap Sucks Radio.
Don't listen to that, by the way, okay? Don't go back and listen to that.
Don't go back and listen to that? No, that's going to be my favorite part of the show, my daughter's first podcast. You... you know, in, you know, egging her on to give false information.
What do you mean? I would never do that.
All right, well, now you know you got two sides of the story. Mine is the truth, and there's the other side. Let's get into the episode title of this show, Kev, which is Hip Hop Needs a Health Plan.
That's right.
And although I'm not attempting to make light of the next topic, I did think of the ultimate title for this, which is Go See the Doctor. That's the title of topic number one.
That's right.
The reason is, man, Kev, Dr. Yes, Dre sir. Says he suffered three strokes while hospitalized for a brain aneurysm. Source of this is NBC News. Players involved, of course, Dr. Dre. Listen, famed hip-hop artist and producer Dr. Dre said he had three strokes while hospitalized for a brain aneurysm 3 years ago. Fortunately, everything's okay. In an interview on SiriusXM's This Life of Mine with James Corden, Dr. Dre, who is 59 years old, spoke about his condition, how his condition worsened dramatically after he was hospitalized for pain behind his right ear. The next thing you know, in quotes, he says, I'm blacking out, I'm in and out of consciousness, and I ended up in the ICU. I was there for 2 weeks. I'm hearing the doctors coming in and saying, you don't know how lucky you are. Dr. Dre, of course, we know all the background information. He suffered three strokes during those 2 weeks. The artist was also told he had high blood pressure, which came as to a surprise to him because he maintained a pretty healthy lifestyle. He says, I'm lifting weights, I'm running, I'm doing everything I can to keep myself healthy. And would that have prevented it if I had worked out a little harder or ate a little different or something like that? It's like, no, that's hereditary, he said. The experience made Dre appreciate being alive. Here's his quote. He said, when you go through a situation like that, it's crazy, especially when I was on my way home from the hospital, because possibly that couldn't have happened. He couldn't not have gone home, Kev. And he said, I don't know. It's crazy. So now, knowing that I had no control over that, it's just something that could happen out of the blue. He said, thanks to his family and friends and fans for interest. Dr. Dre wrote on Instagram on January 5th. He said, I'm doing great. Getting excited to take care of my medical team. Getting excellent care from his medical team, and he'll be out of the hospital and back home. Shout out to all the great medical professionals at Cedars. So he's at Cedars-Sinai, likely. Kev, man, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, congrats to Dre. We're recording on Tuesday evening, and I believe earlier today he was honored with the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Star on the Walk of Fame.
Which, thank you, well, thank you to him for his contribution to hip hop, but also thank God he was able to celebrate that, while he's still alive and kicking. Because I remember when this happened, I didn't remember that it was in 2021. I thought it was a little bit longer ago than that, but it's scary, man. Because I think all we heard was there was a brain aneurysm, right? Which,
right. Well, I don't even remember that. So
I remember him being in the hospital. And I think I remember them saying brain aneurysm. Maybe I'm projecting that, but I remember hearing that he was in the hospital and that whatever it was that was reported sounded very serious by itself. And at that point, no one had said anything about strokes or anything else. Which is, kind of a trip. Like, he's, as you said, he was told that high blood pressure may have been a contributing cause of the strokes, which I don't, I'm certainly not a doctor, but I guess they can sometimes be connected. And that tripped me out because he's always seemed like a pretty fit dude. He's kind of, skinny Trek life type dude coming up, as a younger guy. but over the past like two decades, the guy's
He's bulked up, man.
He's bulked up. Himself. He's, clearly been attempting to do his best to take care of himself. We're getting to that age, man. You got to, no matter how much it's a pain in the butt, you got to go visit the doctor. I mean, they tell you once a year, right? Well, and I'm guessing that a lot of us don't even do that. Yeah. So, we make sure that our children do that. Hopefully we have the means and the ability to do that on behalf of our children. And sometimes we don't do that for ourselves. And I've gotten some wake-up calls over the last few years, so the easy thing, not, I mean, the easy thing for me to say, but the necessary thing is, I'm assuming that most of the folks who might hear this are of an age that we should be doing that. Going, sure, getting a doctor, sure, seeing a doctor. Hopefully you have, you know, the ability to fit that into your schedule and your budget. But it is a, you know, it's a vital yet woefully underrepresented aspect of old head energy, is knowing that you got to take care of your old ass as your ass gets older. You know.
Yeah, I think one of the things that came to mind here is you know, we've lost a few greats over, you know, over the last five, mm-hmm, of course, longer years, and many of it was, I would consider, early age health issues. I mean, they're in their 50s, right? Mm-hmm. I won't do the undue, you know, non-pleasurable thing and name them all off. We all know the members of our hip-hop family that have been lost over the years. But what immediately came to mind, and I'm not sure if any of these are connected, similar to you, I'm not even near a doctor. I'm not even like a doctor on Dr. Dre's level. But, you know, I remember the music industry being extremely stressful.
Yep.
Like, and I can only imagine the stress on his level. You know what I'm saying? And what I've been, and you know, I'm not name dropping here. I'm just saying, like, I would talk to Bishop or Odyssey or Aloe Black or whatever. And one of my things is, I was less of an artist and more of just a person that they formerly, that, you know, was former artist or whatever that they come across, was just to always remind them, like, yo, you know, keep your stress level, like, monitor your stress. You know what I'm saying? Because it is, it's just extremely stressful. It's a boiler room environment. And on Dre's level, at the very least, he's, and of course, all of them, the three I just mentioned, are actually good as well. But on his level, he's seeing the type of money that allows him the space to take care of his health. But a lot of MCs, a lot of producers, a lot of artists in this music business are not seeing the type of money that provides them the prime health care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it that's why the title of the episode is Hip Hop Needs a Health Plan. And it's a trip to me that the record industry makes so much money, but there is no, like, idea to support the health of the artist. And there's, I'm thinking on both sides of this when I say I understand that there's a fair amount of liability. There's drugs, alcohol, and high stress involved in a lot of our industry. But as I bring it back to the point, that was my first thought. Like, yo, that stress will hang on you, man. So you guys got to be mindful. Because I don't stress at all, man. I just fall downstairs, get back up, and keep it moving. But for everybody else, man, just be mindful. Like, it's a stressful industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know, as I think young people generally, not just in the music industry, but certainly I saw it from within the music industry, is that it's the entertainment business is a arena of overindulgence in certain ways, right?
Sure.
Which is, you know, again, not just entertainment, but just youth in general. Mm-hmm. I can say confidently that, you know, me personally, I'm trying to make changes constantly to do a little bit less of that, a little more being healthy, more exercising, and so forth. And diet's a big deal. Now, we clearly, from everything I read about what was going on with Dre, he didn't, I don't know anything about him and his daily lifestyle. All I know is what I see, which it seems like he's, you know, been trying to take care of himself. But we all know what our diets are, you know. We know when if you're eating the same thing in your 40s, in your 50s, that you were eating in your teens and 20s, unless you were really, really healthy,
grew up in
a vegetarian household, you know, as a child, you know, I would urge you to attempt to change your diet before your diet changes you. You know what I mean? And fortunately, my wife is very mean. and no, and she won't let me eat a whole lot of garbage. So, which is helpful, you know. I got to sneak it in, so it's, I guess I can't get it done the way I used to.
Next time we hang out, I'm gonna be like, "Oh man, this is a cheat day for you." You had mentioned when we talked on the phone yesterday, something about like, would you say blue zones?
Yes. Okay. So it was funny because one of the things she actually hit me to when we watched it over the weekend was this show on Netflix, and the full title is "Live to 100: Secrets of the Blue Zones," which is the show on Netflix. I think it's like a 6-episode series that this guy identified different places around the world where people, like a higher than average percentage of the citizens there, live to over 100 years old. You know, so the first place was Okinawa, and there's a place that's in the Mediterranean. But the common factors were certainly diet, but also, you know, combating loneliness and, you know, having a friend group that you could talk to. That she told me that that's the only reason she lets me do this podcast.
Otherwise, what? I'm a bad influence? Like, come on. What are the options?
Well, yeah, you actually kind of nailed it right on that. But no, it was, the thing is, we all know this. You guys are all, everybody's grown up enough to know that when you find out about things that are, that could help your health outcomes, it's never shocking. It's usually not. Just, I don't want to do that.
I just didn't feel like it. Yeah. Nah, you know, I was kind of briefly talking about this with my sister today, but like, the older you get, right? Like, I'm not impressed. I'm happy for you, but I'm not impressed by you not, you know, 20-something year olds with no responsibilities that go to the gym often. I'm like, man, you ain't got nothing else to do. I'm saying there are other things that you could be doing with your life that are much worse. So I'll give you that respect. But, you know, when I go to the gym every day. I'm like, oh, ref, really, coworker? You go to the gym every day? How old are you? Oh, I'm 25. Oh, no kids, no boyfriend, no kids, no wife, no kids, no. I'm like, man, shut up. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, sit down. Like, of course you go to the gym. What else you going to do with all that energy? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you get older and more responsibilities fall your way, less and less time, you got to make time to exercise or meditate or both or, you know, for those of y'all those of us who are into religion, to pray and just get yourself centered.
Yep.
Because
stress, you mentioned stress. That's a huge thing. Yeah, and you know, prayer, in addition to so many other things that prayer helps with, prayer and meditation are so helpful with stress, right? Just that mindfulness, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I think that that's what I really want to also get across to the audience is like, you have to make time for yourself because aside from that, you're limiting your time otherwise. And this is, you know, beyond the jokes that we tell on the show, it is important that we, representing old head energy to the fullest, do actually also, you know, market to keep your old ass alive, like stick your ass around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's only a few of you listening. We can't bear to lose any of you. That would be, we're really just thinking about ourselves at this point. And
really though. Yeah. Stick around, guys, please. Or else we're done. I meant to actually look at our average listener base. Our average listener base is like 70 people.
According to the, whatchamacallit.
Maybe 80 or so. Not bad. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Yeah.
And what I mentioned that because like most of y'all are our age, so please keep yourself alive so that you can listen to the show.
Yeah, and it's not. And by the way, it doesn't matter what shape you're in or whatever. Like, I've never been particularly. I mean, you know, I'm short king, relatively small dude. I put on some weight before I turned 50. And then just by cutting out some of the alcohol and then doing a little bit more exercise, I was down like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And I picked a little bit of it back up. But, if you have a big meal, make a walk around the block, man. It will help. It'll help. You'll digest better. You'll feel better. You'll your body will process that, whatever negative byproducts of your meal, it'll help curtail some of the negative effects of that. So, and I'm not a dietitian. I'm certainly not an expert. The one thing that talking about when you brought up, having the time to exercise, I realized that going to and from the gym, quote unquote, the gym, was taking like an hour at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, let me just put some sneakers on and go for a run. And I hate running.
Yeah.
I hate it. When I started, it felt like I fell down the stairs every time I went out there. I had shin splints. My knees were hurting. I thought my Achilles were going to snap every time I went out. And now I don't feel like that anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. I do want to bring up something, part of this story. The link that you sent about the Dre story that was interesting is that right at the end, I don't know if you watched the video that was from the Today Show.
I did.
And so it's from the Today Show. Carson Daly was sort of handling that segment. And they revealed that during the same interview, James Corden's interview with Dr. Dre, he said that he asked him who the greatest MC of all time is. Mm. And he said Eminem.
Okay.
Which is understandable. But the reason I want to bring it up is because I wanted to shout out Carson Daly, because he just sort of mentioned that, and he said, he said, we're not going to have that fight here on the air. But he shouted out KRS-One.
Mm. Okay.
Which I found pretty impressive for Carson. Very impressive. I know Carson Daly knows a lot about music, but I was like, all right.
I actually want to propose this. All right. Right here on Rap Sucks Radio. We've done this before, I believe. I believe we did this before. But we haven't done this in years. And we'll close the show out with this. Off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know the rules. It doesn't have to be the most popular artist. It doesn't have most popular MC or whatever. Top five MCs.
Oh, my ever. God.
Let's go. Off the top of your head. Top five MCs ever.
It can't be.
I wonder if I could find the old show, I would wonder if mine have changed over the years. But
do we did this before?
I think we did.
How long did I curse you out?
I'm not sure. But off the top of your head,
they're not going to be in order. They're not going to be in order.
That's fine. I'll live with that. Top five.
I'll start with Chris.
KRS.
Okay. KRS-One. Monch.
We got two.
I know who my number one is, so I need two more.
Okay.
Cube.
Okay.
It's really this last one that's hard, because those three are pretty easy, and then number one for me is Rakim. So the last one is the one that I think is difficult.
That's the one that's gonna move around. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I guess Black Thought.
All right, I'll go.
I thought you were just gonna end the show.
No. I wouldn't play like that. That's messed up. In my younger days, I might have messed with you like that. So I guess in no particular order, although my number one is gonna be Black Thought. I think he's earned it at this point. I have Black Thought. I have Monch. I have Rakim. Right. I have Cube. We're pretty much all in the same area, right?
Okay.
However, my fifth, and this has been a battle and a debate for my entire life, this fluctuates.
Okay.
Okay. I have AC Alone at five.
Wow. Okay.
I have AC alone at 5. But if you talk to me tomorrow, mm-hmm. KRS-One will be in there. And if you talk to me on Friday, Elzai will be in there. It'll go around and around. So right now, today, I have AC alone in that mix. But yeah.
Dope.
That's yeah. So Rap6 Radio Top 5, please feel free to drop your... This is not the greatest of all time MCs that definitively, this is our personal top fives. But I like to do this every once in a while, and I feel like if you check, you'll find that these things have changed. Like if I was like, all right, let's go 5 through 10 or 6 through 10, when we look back, our like 6 through 10s would be different after listening to.
So you're saying no Nicki Minaj, no Doja Cat. Is that what you're saying?
No. Nope. Hey, but I will tell you this, and y'all could call me blasphemy, you know, whatever, but.
Uh-oh.
Because I listen to the radio in the car with my daughters, I think it's hilarious that she did like a rhyme as like a white girl. Because you know she's mixed and she's from Tarzana. So ooh. Like she has
Doja?
Song. Doja, yeah. So her little song, she rhymes like, you know, like a white girl or a typical valley white girl. And then she rhymes like herself. And I the song is not for me by any stretch of the imagination. It's like, you know, a song from a girl, from a woman to a man. But I thought that was clever. Was it dope? Nah, but it was clever. You know what I mean? Like, it was real clever. Like, I thought that was clever. I respected that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right, man. Well, look, we're going to bounce on the body here, man. First of all, before I thank Kev or whatever, like, thank my daughter for jumping on the show.
Yes.
Thank you, Bear, for hopping on. That was dope. Yeah, that was really dope. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. I am your homeboy, Track Life, and that dude over there, that's your fam, Kev Sakota.
So you're saying Doja Cat, number 6. That's what you're saying.
Doja Cat, number 1.
Ooh. Sorry, Ace.
Bitch, Makai was fresh, though.
A6.
Hey, man, she did a song about being a cow. That joint is stupid. I just think it's dumb. Is that
the one with the French fry in her nose?
Yeah. She's wilding with that joint. There's some rappers that make people think that outside of you, the homies be thinking I'm tripping, but I'm like, nah, y'all don't understand. Like, I just think these people are funny. You know what I mean? Like, I think Drake is hilarious. I don't know why people are not entertained by Drake. He's just hilarious. He's a funny rapper. Like, it's not, even when he's being serious, it's like, that's funny. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be that way, but it's funny to me. Anyway, yo, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. I want a big shout out, and we'll reveal, we're 5 episodes from our 200th episode. Big shout out to my man Boogie B for some fresh new artwork just to post up on there. We got a Patreon popping. I'm not sure how much we'll get done in 5 episodes. I won't be here next week because I will be on spring break vacation with the family, so... You guys get another week off from Rap Sucks Radio.
I might drink in honor of your spring break as well.
Thank you. That'll help. That'll definitely help. But yeah, man, appreciate y'all tuning in. Go to rapsucksradio.com for more episodes. Go to @rapsucksradio on Instagram or @rapsucksradio on Threads for, you know, images and whatever posts about our show. You can go to RSR Podcast. You can like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. We are there. This is Rap Sucks Radio. We out of here like last year. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3.
Peace.
We out, y'all.
Yep.
Help me, Lord. Please. Help me, Lord. Please.